Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, coming up here in this segment, to make sure you know T-Mill's best bet. So to make sure you get yourself, if you're looking to bet and you're looking to follow our guy T-Mill, he will give those bets coming up here in this segment, just because some of the games he's looking at are earlier than the 5:50-ish time frame we normally do.
Early bird special.
That's right. Seattle's not on the list. We would have gone a little earlier. They're up 3-1 now. The Tigers just got an RBI double. It's crazy, man. Postseason baseball, my man. I was just telling Clinton to break. I'm looking at it right now. My man is no problem. This Miller fella's just been rolling. Gave up a double, strikeout. I gave up a single, got an out, and then just gave up an RBI double. And that manager was out past the steps by the time that ball got thrown into second base to go get his ass that quick. So, but if the Mariners win, they advance to the ALCS. So a lot to get to, but T-Mill's best bet's coming up here in a bit. All right, Clint, I was looking at this earlier this week, and I saw our guy DJ Bieniemy, who covers the Texans for ESPN. He said, to be honest, the Texans defense is top tier in almost every category. Clearly the staff doesn't feel they need to have Christian Harris active. The results speak for themselves. Not going to question them on that. Like, we've been talking about trades. I gotta believe there have got to be a lot of teams sniffing and hunting around to see, hey, what's going on with the Christian Harris thing, and what will it take to get him? Clearly, Clint, he was inactive in the game. He played 4 snaps the week before. Clearly, they have, at least at this point, moved past Christian Harris, and the only way it appears he gets on the field is if there's injury. It may not just be injury. It may be injuries right now for whatever reason, but And he may be more valuable in a trade right now for them than on the field. That one is just wild, Clint, that we went from just two years ago in the playoffs, them sitting there together and them watching film together, and he gets that pick 6 against the Browns and takes it back, and seeing what he's able to do to Clint, where they got maybe the best defense in football, and they don't even have him active in a game against the Ravens that they need. That is wild where we've come with Christian Harris.
Yeah, you can argue a year ago against Baltimore, whenever that game fell, you could argue that he was the best player on the field in that game. And now he is buried on a depth chart of linebackers. And let's be honest, I mean, he's having a hard time keeping his roles on special teams because there's linebackers that are taking those roles. So, there is clearly, we knew when EJ Speed was signed on this football team,
you're right, yep,
that there was something going on with Christian Harris. And I'll be honest with you, I still don't know what the hell it is. Now, we've seen him on the field, so we're going to assume it's not some kind of season ending or some kind of injury that's nagging on him, but it may be injury related, and that previous injury may have slowed him down to the point where he just can't keep up with these current linebackers because they are all playing well. Or we've seen it before. We've seen really good players, Jalen Petrie. We've seen really good players kind of fall out of grace for one reason or another. Most of the time it's, man, we can't trust you to be where you're supposed to be in these defensive schemes. We've seen it happen before, and D'Amico Ryan say, well, you can come over here and you can sit next to me.
It feels like it's more of that, don't it, right? It's hard to think it's ability. Like, I was reminded of Larry. I saw it one time. They had Jake Hansen in that puppy.
Yeah.
And Christian Harris was active on the bench.
Yeah, it has to be a trust issue. It has to be we can't trust you to keep your cool and not get penalties. We can't trust you to be where you're supposed to be, because it's damn sure not an ability issue. It's damn sure not a, hey, man, can you go sideline to sideline as well as anybody in the game, and can you tackle, and do you give us an element at the linebacker position that really nobody else brings to the table when you're healthy? That is not – he does that, assuming he's healthy. It has to – if it's not health-related – then it has to be some level of D'Amico Ryan's trust these other guys significantly more, because it's not like D'Amico's unwilling to adjust. I mean, all of a sudden EJ Speed's getting more run than he was earlier in the year.
And so, you're right. The EJ Speed signing, you thought it was depth, and I didn't think it meant Christian Harris though, right? I thought maybe some others may need to look at it, right? Christian Harris, who they said was their most what he said over the time, their most athletic linebacker, their most gifted linebacker, and he comes back healthy. You thought he'd be good to go, but no, man, he's inactive. I mean, there's got to be teams hunting around trying to figure out what's going on there. I got to be teams saying, hey, man, I'd like to activate him. I'd like to see what I can do with linebackers. As you said, man, you just don't find a lot of linebackers with the traits that he has. In this game, with how this game is very important for those guys to be able to do multiple things, you don't find that a lot in guys like Christian Harris. We'll see, man. Four plays two games ago and inactive last week. And as you said, man, it don't seem like it's an injury thing. It seems like an injury that had him inactive. It seems like they just don't feel like he is the best dude to be out there. By the way, that fast, the Tigers have tied the game. That fast. We came back from break. It was 3-0. That fast, the Tigers have tied this game. Speaking of baseball and those bets, T-Mill, let's hear it a little early right now because some early games. What's your best bets today?
Yeah, a little early today, but that's because one of these games that I got a wager for here is coming up in a little over 10 minutes. So if you want to get in on it, if you want to tell it, you're going to want to do that quick. Here are your five best bets around three Major League Baseball games starting here in a bit. First, actually, these first three are all within the same game. Brewers at Cubs. I'm on over 3.5 runs in the first five innings of this game today. I'm on another over in this matchup, Brewers and Cubs. I'm on the overall over in the game, over 6.5 runs, a very, very low number. I'm going to bet that almost every time I see it, but I do like the wager.
At Wrigley? Yeah. Where's the wind blowing? Yeah, that's I like that.
Yeah, the ball gets lost in the ivy and stuff. You never know what's going to happen, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you, at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Lost in the ivy. I was thinking about the wind taking it to Sheffield Avenue, but I hear you. Go ahead.
Who knows what treasures that thing holds. Next, I got another over in the same game. Over 3.5 runs just for the Cubs, for Kyle Tucker's Cubs team, over 3.5. So that's over 3.5 in the first five, over 3.5 for the Cubs squad, and over 6.5 in the game. I need a lot of runs in that game or it's going to be a bad day. Next, I got Canada. They couldn't get it done last night. The Blue Jays plus 1.5.
I tried to tell you about
it. You tried to tell me about what?
I tried to tell you about that, man. I tried to give you a hint. I said, man, I'll keep it to myself who I think's going to win that game.
I'm stubborn. Know it. But today, the Blue Jays get it done. Georgie Springer and the Blue Jays get it done, plus 1.5 in the Bronx. They're going to send the Yankee turds home crying. And then lastly here, the Phillies. I believe they are the late night game tonight. Phillies and Dodgers. I'm on the Phillies plus 1.5 at minus 145 odds in that one. Those are your five best bets. And after going 1-for-4 last night, we need them.
Yeah, Cubs, Yankees, and Phillies are all facing elimination tonight. All of them facing elimination tonight. So we'll get it. I don't know, man. They woke up. They didn't woke up Aaron Judge, man. I know how you feel about Aaron Judge. They didn't woke his ass up.
What you doing in my swamp?
Yeah, man. He had his moment last night as they were down 6-3. He went deep on a 3-run blast. I don't know, man.
It's
we'll
over
see.
Now.
It's over now. They got that out the way. Now it's over.
He'll go 0-for-5. Well, I might not get that many at-bats. 0-for-4, probably, for Aaron Judge and his ugly ass tonight.
If I know baseball purists, and I'm certain, I feel like every clubhouse has 5 or 6 of them walking around in them. Well, that Jazz Chisholm probably pissed them smooth off with that bat flip.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he bat flipped that sucker all the way to damn near first base. I mean, immediately. It was a bomb. And Aaron Boone probably was thinking about sitting him. But it was a bomb. I mean, and he just, to give them the lead, he just absolutely fired that bad boy. Whoever's on the on-deck circle, man, had to look out because he fired that bad boy.
And all them Neanderthals up in the Bronx started going nuts.
I enjoyed it, boy. I enjoyed it.
Idiots.
I tell you, man, Vlad, man, he's hot, man. I thought you may look at him in terms of total basis. All right, Clint, what you got coming up in the 4?
Do the Texans need to make a trade before the trade deadline hits this season? Do you want to get busy right now before it gets crowded in that market? What position or positions should the Texans be targeting? That right there is next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.